The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that this his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I hope you were listening to the readings this morning. They were certainly very, very uplifting and full of joy. And joy is a necessary part of any Christian's life. Do you listen to the beautiful response to the psalm this morning? "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." In the Gospel this morning, very interesting for this time, we hear much today about social distancing. I think that's the last thing we ought to be doing at the moment. There is a difference between social distancing and physical distancing. And we saw a beautiful example this morning of social communion, the Lord with this boy who was ill at home. Just like you this morning, you're at home, you can't be here. But hopefully, you're not socially distant from me or anybody else. In fact, I hope that we are closer socially than ever we were before, albeit physically distant. So I want you to think about that today. Surely it's a time when more than ever we need to be in communion, to be near one another in our thoughts, in our prayers, as a family, albeit physically distant. I hope that makes sense. We get a beautiful example of that in the gospel this morning. Jesus healed the boy from a distance, a physical distance, but socially he cared for him, he loved him, and that love healed him and the faith of his father. How beautiful.